So good morning, everybody. My name is John Sheehan. I work for a company called Twilio, and I'm going to show you how to build some applications using Twilio and ASP.MVC. The first question is probably, what the heck is Twilio? And Twilio is a simple API for sending and receiving phone calls and text messages from your web applications. We support both inbound and outbound phone calls and text messages, which I'll demonstrate later in the session. So the next question is, well, what kind of apps would you want to build with Twilio now that we can send and receive phone calls from our web apps? So there's a couple different apps, examples. One of them is intelligent call routing. So imagine you have a call center and you want to make sure that incoming calls from a certain geographic area or from a certain person get routed to the correct person. Imagine a airline with a frequent flyer program with platinum status, and when people call a specific number, you want to make sure that they get routed to your best customer service agents. Twilio would allow you to build this because we tell you who the calls are coming in from, and then leave it up to your application to then handle the logic from there. Another one, conference calling. Everyone's been a part of a conference call probably in their lives. You can build these with just a couple lines of code. And one of our most popular use cases is alerts and reminders. Imagine there's a company called PagerDuty that's a Twilio customer. They use us to send SMS reminders when servers go down, so they integrate with Nagios and other server monitoring tools. So that's one way to use SMS outbound. You can also do outbound phone calls and build all the logic in your application to manage how the escalation happens, or if you want to send out reminders for doctor's appointments or any sort of alerts like that. I also have another one that sends me an alert every morning that tells me how much snow has fallen at the local ski resorts to see if I want to go skiing that day. Order status inquiries is one that we're going to spend a lot of time talking about today. If you have an online store and somebody places an order and they want to find out when it's shipped or what the status is in general, you can use Twilio to receive inbound calls, let them enter their order number, and then tell them the status. And that's going to be the primary gist of the demo today. So customer support is sort of related to intelligent call routing. There's a lot of ways you can do better customer support by intelligently routing calls. You could build a complete incoming help desk call center using Twilio. So that's another use case. And then a last and one of our more popular ones is lead generation call tracking. There are a lot of companies out there that will pay you to send qualified leads to them. So imagine lawyers. If you send them a qualified lead that's worth a lot of money to them, they will pay you. So we have companies that use us to track phone calls and to individual lawyers on a site called Avvo. So every lawyer gets a phone number, then you can track exactly how many calls went to that lawyer. So those are just some of the example use cases. I'm just giving you a very brief overview of how Twilio works, and then we'll get right to the code for the rest of the session. So prior to Twilio, making integrating voice into your applications involved a lot of things that I do not want to deal with, and I imagine that you do not want to deal with as well. Some of these are simple, some of these are more complicated, but on the whole, you don't want to be a telephony admin, you want to be a web developer. So what Twilio does is it takes all of these complicated concepts and replaces them with what we work with every day, and that's HTTP, GET, POST, XML, JSON. These are all things that ASP.NVC is really good at. So it's a perfect fit for building these types of applications. Traditionally, if you wanted to have a phone interact with your application, I actually don't even know what you would have had to done. Because I didn't get involved with this until Twilio existed. I hear it was complicated, but I don't even know what the answer to that is, to what it took to get a phone call to interact with your application. But every day we build web pages that sit in a web browser that interact with our backends over HTTP. This is, you know, well-defined. As ASP.NET MVC developers, we know how this works. We're familiar with this process. So what Twilio's done is they've taken the phone, and they made it so that the phone replaces the web browser and interacts with your application over the same HTTP post, GET, and POST requests that you're used to working with every day. All right, so that's the end of my slide portion of the show. Let's go ahead and start with a sample use case of why you would want to do this. I've taken the ASP.NET MVC Music Store sample application that was built by some Microsoft employees. And we're just going to go ahead and place an order here, add this to my cart, and check out. Oops, sorry. All right, so we're gonna log in. I'm gonna enter this in what's called E164 notation. You don't mind that, it just makes something else easier later. And you can ignore this too. So we're gonna go ahead and submit this order. Now I've got this order number here, which is number 13. So how would we go about building a phone-based order status system that lets me call up, enter this order number, and get the status back? So here's the MVC Music Store project, and I've only made a few minor modifications here. What I've changed is I've added one field of the database on the orders table for status, which you can see here. And I've built a, let me pin this back up. In the store manager, I've just added a few methods for editing the order and viewing the orders. There we go, right there. So if we go back to the, here, and if I'll go into the admin and log in as the administrator, I can go ahead and view all the orders in the system. So you can see yesterday Bill Gates placed an order, John Galloway, both of those guys equally famous and rich. So here's my last order here, and you can see that the status by default was set to processing when the order was created. So that's the only changes I've made so far to the music store example application. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to do this the hard way, and then I'm going to refactor and iron out some of the ugliness to make the system cleaner and more tailored to MVC strengths, and just demonstrate how we can write basically a specialized server that will handle these calls. Before I do that, I just want to back up one step here and explain how what happens when an incoming phone call comes in. Within Twilio, you can purchase phone numbers. So here you can see a phone number that I've purchased using our system. After purchasing that, I can set the URL to handle incoming phone calls and text messages. So essentially what's going to happen is that when a phone call is made to this phone number right here, Twilio is going to go out and request this URL. At this URL, what I need to do is return what's called TwiML. And TwiML is a simple XML-based markup language that provides you a mechanism to tell Twilio what to do with the call. So, for instance, you could use the say, here, let me pull it up here, one second. So, you would use say, and this would actually speak the text back to the caller. You can change the voice options, you can loop. There's a whole series of these, what we call TwiML verbs, that let you control the phone call. You can speak text to the caller, you can play audio, you can gather input via the keypad, you can record audio from the caller, you can send a text message to someone that's on the phone, and then you can dial another number or dial them into a conference. So what we're going to do is we're going to write a TwiML generator. Let me go back here. A TwiML generator at that URL that was specified and associated with a number to control the call. So the first thing we want to do is I'm just going to paste this in. We're going to create a incoming call handler. Hopefully my screen will update here. All right, sorry about that. So since we're going to be returning XML, we're going to start out by creating a new X document using system.xml.link. We're going to put that root response element into the document. And then we're going to create a gather tag or a gather verb, which allows us to collect input from the caller. Inside of that, we'll see the output of this in just a moment. But inside of that, we're also going to put a say verb, which will speak this text. The reason we're nesting this inside of the gather is that so that the person can start entering input while the text is being spoken, and so they don't have to wait for the prompt to complete. Once we have all of our commands in the document. We're just going to add this to a response and then do a content result, write out the XML to a string, and make sure we set the content type to text XML. So I'm going to go ahead and build this. And then what I've got, I have this site hosted on App Harbor. If you're unfamiliar with App Harbor, it's essentially Heroku for .NET. So I'm going to just commit my changes. Incoming call handler. And now I'm going to deploy this to App Harbor. All right. So now I've pushed my changes up to App Harbor. And let's go look at my dashboard there. All right, you can see this is my latest check-in, and since it built, it has been deployed out onto my site. So now, if I go to, I'm going to move my browser down here just a second so you can see where I'm going. Call incoming. What I'm going to get back is some XML, which Chrome doesn't display very well. But if you view the source, you can see here's the XML that we just generated in the controller action. So now when we go ahead and go back to the phone number, this is where we're actually going to get a little interactive. So what you can do is you can actually go ahead and call this phone number from your phone right now. I'm going to do it from Skype. Right here. Hold on. Skype wants to sell me something. And I'm going to do this. All right. So now I'm going to go ahead and call this. And hopefully you can hear that.
Thank you for calling. Please enter your order number followed by the pound key.
All right. So that's the end of that call right now. We haven't yet implemented the logic to handle entering the input. But you can see that using our App Harbor and MVC project, Twilio went out, requested that URL, and got this XML back, and that's what Twilio did to control the call. All right, so let's go ahead and add some logic to actually handle the input so that you can now actually enter your order number and get to the next step. So back into Visual Studio, I'm going to go ahead and add a second action here. All right. So what we're going to do is, first thing we're going to do is, because Twilio is making post requests, they're sending along some parameters on every request. So one thing that comes on every request made to your server is something called a call SID. This is a unique call ID, and this comes across as a post parameter. So I'm just going to bind this using parameter binding. And then another couple of parameters that come through are from and to. So this is be the phone number that the phone call was from, and this is the number on your account that they called to. Digits is the what was entered on the keypad. So we're going to have the caller enter their order number followed by the pound key. But to actually start processing this, we don't want the pound key. So we're just going to remove that from the digit string, and then we're just going to change this to an integer so that we can find the order. So we're going to go to the database, pull up the order by that ID. We're going to just create our document. If the order exists, grab the status from the table, and then we're going to take the order number, and we're going to basically split it up and add periods so that when the text-to-speech engine reads that order number, it's not going to say order number 12, it's going to say order number 12. This doesn't, it's not so important for smaller numbers, but imagine if you had 10-digit order number, Twilio interprets that as a actual number and would say the status of order number 10,300,000, whatever it is. So we just want to split it up so that the text-to-speech engine reads this properly. So we're now going to add the say command, which will read the order status. Then we're going to change it to use a woman's voice, and we're going to have it repeat it 3 times. If there is no order found, we're just going to say we couldn't find it. We're going to redirect back to the initial action, which will re-prompt again the caller again for another order number. So then we're just going to go ahead and return here again. One thing I want to mention is up here in the gather, we're specifying this action here. And what this action says is when the key press is entered, where do I post to? Basically, where do I go next? And so you can use the URL helper there to specify the URL for this, excuse me, for this action right here. All right, so I'm going to build, and I'm going to go ahead and deploy this. All right, so the deploy is done there. So let's go ahead and just make sure that that is getting deployed. So we're still waiting for the build to finish. The build is finished, and now in just one moment, there you go. Now it's the active build on the site. So if we go back to it, I think I just closed that tab. If we go to input, you can see that I need to make sure it has a parameter. So there was no order by it with order number 123. So we're going to let the caller know that there is no order, and then we're going to redirect back there. Okay, so it looks like you won't be able to hear the call audio from Skype, so I encourage you to call along as we go through, and you'll be able to listen to it on your own phone. It won't matter that you can't hear Skype. So hopefully you can follow along using that, and if not, the Skypes will be in the recording. So, all right, so let's go and use an order number that does exist, which is 12, and now you can hear excuse me. Now you can see that's going to speak in the woman's voice three times. The status of order 1-2 is processing, since that is the status in the database. So let's go ahead and call, everyone can go ahead and call the number again. I'm going to call it here. Excuse me.
Thanks you for calling. Please enter your order number followed by the pound key.
So I'm going to go ahead and enter my order number.
The status of order 1-3 is processing. The status of order 1-3 is processing.
All right. So what happened there is that it said back to me twice, the status of order 1-3 is processing. So now if I go into my music store admin, imagine that this were updated every time the order moved through the next stage of the next stage of the shipping process. So now I could say is shipped, will arrive tomorrow. And now I could save this. And again, I'm doing this the hard way or the manual way to illustrate the point. This would more likely be updated by your system automatically. And now if I call back again and enter in my
Thank you for calling. Please enter your order number.
The status of order 1-3 is shipped. Will arrive tomorrow.
So now it says back to me, one. The status of order 1-3 is shipped and will arrive tomorrow. So that's just pulling from the database. So instead, this is just a simple example, so you could integrate with any backend system, anything that your existing web apps can already integrate with. You can start, you can now use that data in a phone call or a text message, which we'll get to later. So I'm going to go ahead and move on to refactoring this, because this is not very good ASP.NET MVC actions right here. It's sort of clumsy, and let's just start with this. This is really unacceptable. MVC provides a way to do custom return results. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to create a new class. We're going to call it a TwiML result. Get rid of this. Public override. That's not right. Sorry, I need to derive from the action filter attribute. No, I'm not right here. Hang on. Action result. Wow, I totally blanked there for a second. All right. So now that we got that, now we can override the execute result. Nope, not that one. All right, there we go. And basically what we're going to do is we're going to say var HTTP context equals but what we want to do is we want to pass this result basically an X document. To actually write out like we were manually, but we want this in its own result. So I'm going to say response. And then make sure system XML link is in there. We're going to do a constructor so we require this. All right, and now down here, we're going to just do a simple write out the XML. So we're going to say response. First thing we're going to do is HTTP context response content type. We want to make sure we specify that equals text XML. And then response.save output. All right, so this is just a simple TwiML result that's going to make it cleaner to return these X documents that we're sending back. So now instead of new content result, all we need to do is do a new TwiML result and say doc. So that's better. It's progress. We're going to continue to refactor this. I'm actually going to go ahead and paste this down on the lower one as well. excuse me. But the next thing what I want to do is there's sort of a lot of repeated code here in these controllers, and these controllers are pretty specific to MVC or to Twilio apps. So what I'm going to do next is I'm going to create a Twilio controller, and let me just copy this here. All right. So the first thing I want to do is I'm going to make it so that I could put a method on the Twilio controller that's a shortcut to that Twilio result or TwiML result. Action result, custom action result that I just built. So what I'm going to do is go into here, and now that I have that helper there, once I update my controller, now I can just say return TwiML doc. So now we're even more clean. That sounds terrible. Now we have even better code here, and we're starting to get closer to a very specialized controller just for this. The other thing I want to do is that on every Twilio request that we make to your server, we send along some common data that's on every request. And what this data is information that we have available that we send along to you. So for incoming calls, we send a unique call ID. For both incoming and outgoing phone calls, we send who it's to and from. We send your account ID, a call status, some basic geographic information based on the location of the phone number. If there's input, we send digits. On text messages, we send the SMS ID, and on text messages, we send the body of the message. We could just bind these every time right here, but since we're going to use these pretty much all the time, instead of doing this, let's just get rid of those. In our Twilio TwiML controller, when the action is executed, we'll just pull from the request the parameters on every request and pre-populate those so they're available on every request automatically. So now we've gotten rid of these. There is one drawback here. If you want to test these controllers, you've now made it slightly more complicated to test. It depends on what your preferences are. I like the cleaner version of this, but if you want to leave them in the parameter, that's totally fine. That'll work as well. All right, and then next, another important thing is that we require that your Twilio URLs be available on public URLs, which is sort of a security issue because this is out on the public internet. Anybody could access these, and what we need to do is we need to provide a way for you to guarantee that the request coming in on your server was generated by Twilio. And the way that's done is through a mechanism called request validation. And what request validation does is you take the entirety of the request starting with the URL, appending all the post parameters. You create a hash of that, encode it, and then you compare it to the one that we did on the server side using your auth token. Your auth token is basically your private key. So you hash this against your private key. We create the same signature on the server. We send it across in an HTTP header, and then you can check to see if it was valid based on if whether or not the one that you generate matches the one that we generated. And since nobody will have your secret your auth token because it's secret, this guarantees that you know that the request is coming from Twilio. So this I've just made a simple MVC request attribute here, and then I'm putting this on our TwiML controller so that every request that uses TwiML controller will automatically get it. So what I want to demonstrate first is that this is not my actual auth token. So if I go ahead and build this, and I'm going to go ahead and deploy it with the incorrect auth token. And push this up. Excuse me. Let's try that again. All right, now we're going to wait 1 second for this to deploy. Oh, my build failed. All right, so let's take a look at see why my build failed. You can see here that, hold on just 1 second, I didn't save my project file, or I didn't commit it, one or the other. So I forgot to include some files here. Sorry about that. We're going to go ahead and commit. See files. All right. Repush this up. I cannot type apparently today. All right. So there we go. Now hopefully this build will go ahead and go through. While this is going, let me just take a moment to tell you how much I love AppHarbor and the fact that it'll tell me this and it won't deploy my application until the build successfully completes. And on top of that, if I have a problem in a build, I can actually go back and deploy any previous build from the past. Hold on here, it's hanging up a little bit. We'll just give this 1 second. While we wait for this, feel free to put some questions into the Q&A if you have any questions. Let me take a look at the IRC channel as well. All right, so if you have Q&A, feel free to post it. I'm not sure. Oh, there we go. It died. Let's try this again. All right, there we go. So the build is running, and then there we go. Now it succeeded, and it'll be deployed in a second. So once this deploys, there we go. Now when I go to this in a web browser, imagine that for 1 second I'm nefarious person that's trying to access your TwiML controllers. If I go to this now, it's going to basically say you don't have access to this because you have not proven to me that you're Twilio. So what we're going to get is this 403 forbidden access denied. But now if we call again, and again I apologize for those you can't hear the Skype over the live meeting, but this will be in the recording. Now if I call it again, It will
you're
still
sorry,
work.
An application.
Except for it didn't. It said there was an application error because I had this right here. This is not my actual auth token, so the signature verification fails. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go into my Twilio account. I'm going to grab my real auth token. And I'm going to put it in here. And now I'm going to commit this. And push it up. I really apologize for that. My hands are a little cold. There we go. All right, so while this goes, I'm going to check the Q&A here for a second. Why is Git so popular if you have to use the command prompt to do everything? It actually ends up being faster in a lot of cases than the UI. It's just a matter of practice. The more you use it, the more you get comfortable to it, and then you may end up liking it the more you use it. Does Twilio work in Sweden? That's a good question. Currently, we provide phone numbers in the U.S. and Canada to which you can call Sweden. You can also verify a Swedish caller ID to use for outbound calls, but we do not yet have local Swedish phone numbers. Is there voice to text available for the caller? Yes. So you can't hear it right now over the live meeting, but on the Skype, you can hear the voice to text being spoken to the caller. Hopefully that answers your question. If not, please feel free to re-ask that one, and then I will answer it. All right. So now we've got this pushed up with the actual correct auth token in there. That's been deployed and active. And so now if we call, we're going to call it again, and we'll no longer get the application error, hopefully.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling.
Please enter your order number followed by the pound.
So it worked again. So now you can see that requests are only being let through when they're valid Twilio TwiML requests. All right. So this is a pretty good specialized Twilio server using MVC. We're going to go ahead and take these new pieces, these new building blocks that we've put together. And I'm going to go ahead and add another controller. So I'm going to go ahead and include this in my project here. And basically what I have here is just a simple SMS controller that's derived from our TwiML controller, and then some of the structure around returning the TwiML. But what I want to do is I wanted to say, if you text this phone number, we're going to look up your most recent order based on your phone number and respond back with the order status. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to go to the database and we're going to just pull up the order status. And this is using that from parameter, which is automatically available on all of the TwiML controller requests. It just says, from the order database, get me the most recent one by order date for this phone number. This does an exact string match. This could be made to be more fuzzy. This is why earlier when I entered my phone number in the order form, I did a +1, and then the area code, so that it's in this E164 format, so that it matches exactly to the from parameter that's coming in. All right. Next, I want to go ahead and say, if any order exists for this phone number, grab the first one. And let's respond with this SMS tag. In the response, it says, this order ID is, and its status. If there's no order found, we're just going to say text back with no order found. And that is pretty much it for the SMS controller. I'm going to go ahead and build and deploy this again. SMS handler. All right, that went right away this time, thankfully. And then we're going to get this deployed. And this is now going to be active in one moment. All right, so now that's active. So now if I go into, I'm just going to use Google Voice to send a test text message. So I can send to that number, which I got to go back and get. And I'm going to, it doesn't matter what I send, so I'll just say status. So you could actually set up keywords here to like help or status or call me and then have it call back. Pretty much you can parse this however you want. So I'm going to say status and send this message in. And then refresh and there you go. Order 13 is shipped, will arrive tomorrow. So that's pulling out of the database this the order status. So there's a simple way to extend existing phone application into SMS. So let me check out the Q&A here, and then we're going to do one more addition after this. The code, I'll discuss how I'm going to post the code at the end of the talk. So what stops someone from spamming your Twilio phone number and driving up your costs since you pay by response? One thing is we have a lot of fraud prevention mechanisms in place. So if we recognize bad behavior, we will stop it. There's also a TwiML verb called reject that you can use to reject phone calls before. If you put that first before any other logic, you can reject that phone call and not be charged for it. So you can maintain your own blacklist. You can watch for behavior that doesn't fit the mold of your application. You can reject those calls and prevent the cost from being run up. Okay, so since there are no other questions, feel free to add more questions. I'm happy to do more. I just want to add one more interesting use case here. So this I focus mostly on inbound, but you can also send outbound text messages and phone calls. So I'm going to go ahead and create a action result, a method here to send a text message. And this is going to have a sender, recipient, and string body. And we're also going to, I have a view already created for this. So let's go ahead and look at the view. Basically, it's just a really simple form with the from, the to, and the body, and the submit. So I need to first create the return the view to the browser so we can do that. I'm also going to do an authorization on these because I don't want anybody being able to you know what, I'm going to cheat. In the interest of time, we're just going to do this. Sorry, my screen is not refreshing fast either. I know that some of you are having the same problem. I apologize. So I have these pre-written. It'll just save time typing them out. Basically, what we can do is return the view, and then we have the form handler here. And you can see here the red squigglies under Twilio API. That's because we don't have the Twilio helper library for C# installed. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and go down to NuGet. I don't know if I can make this bigger or not. Oh, there we go. And I'm just going to say install package Twilio. So this is going to go out and download the Twilio NuGet package, and it's going to add the reference into the project. And you can see this is based on Rust Sharp and uses Newtonsoft JSON.NET. So those dependencies were automatically added as well. And so now if we go back to the code here, you can see that once I add the using, I now have the Twilio API available to me. So what I do here is I'm basically saying, create a new API client, pass it my authentication information, and now I'm going to call this message that says send SMS message with the information from the form post. So we're going to go ahead and build that, and it builds successfully. One note here, this Twilio SMS message is one line, but it's actually, there's a little bit of HTTP calls going on underneath this. It uses Rest Sharp, which in turn uses HTTP web request. These are pretty standard, simple HTTP post requests. So you don't have to use this helper. You can send it easily just using HTTP web request, but this just makes it really simple to send these messages. There's also within this library async support and Windows Phone 7 support. So you can send text messages or initiate outbound calls from Windows Phone and Silverlight as well. So now that we have this, I'm going to go ahead and deploy it. All right. So now I'm going to go back here and I'm going to go to, and I should be logged in already. Sorry, that hasn't been deployed yet. Oh, my build failed again. I believe I forgot to add a file. I'm sorry. So what happened there is that I added the package, but I forgot to add it to my Git repository. So now that the DLL is there, the project will build. So let me push this again. Go back here. You can see it's builded, it's succeeded, and now it has been deployed. So now if I go here, I can get my form. Oh, so I took a shortcut and I added this on the existing controller, which inherits from this TwiML controller, which has request validation on it, which doesn't work for HTML requests. So I'm just going to cancel this out for now. I should have created essentially its own controller for this that it doesn't fall under the request validation requirements. So we're going to do this again. And I forgot to add the file to, sorry, I need this right here. All right, and we'll wait for that to happen. Let me check the Q&A while this is going on. Okay, so sorry, I misunderstood your previous question. You're asking about if Twilio does speech to text. We will transcribe recording. So if you build like a voicemail system, you can, after the caller records the audio, we can transcribe it for you and provide that to you. And then that's one way we do speech to text. We do not currently do real-time speech recognition, like when you call your bank and it asks you to read your birth date over the phone or something else. We don't currently do that, but that's definitely on the radar and something we're looking at for the future. Does Twilio add X requested by our content type? That would be nice to use the same site return HTML, JSON, Twilio. Yeah, so I believe it includes and accepts. I'm pretty sure, I can't recall off the top of my head what it does. So you should be able to basically determine whether or not it's coming from Twilio and return HTML, JSON, or XML based on the type of request. Currently, this question asks if we support MMS. Currently, we only support SMS. The MMS is another popular feature request that we're definitely considering for the future, but currently it is only SMS. All right, so back to the Q&A. Is there a test mode on my Twilio account so I can send and receive text messages for testing only and not be charging? So when you sign up, we give you $30 of free credit and a sandbox phone number. So within that, you can do your testing and you can use that $30 in free credit for your testing mode. And then, is there support for SMS shortcodes? We currently have an early preview of SMS shortcodes, so we're taking applications for that new feature that's sort of in basically a private beta right now. So if you go to the Twilio homepage, you can sign up for the access to the early access program for that. All right, so now we've got my deployed and hopefully working this time. All right, so here's my form, and I'm going to send it. It's got to be from one of my Twilio numbers, and I'm going to go ahead and send it to my Google Voice number. I'm going to say, hello, MVCconf. Thanks, everyone, for watching. And I'm going to go ahead and send this. And here we see this is basically the unique ID for this particular text message. And now if I go into Google Voice and refresh, you can see my outbound message was sent. You can send this to any phone that accepts SMS in the US and Canada. It doesn't have to be Google Voice. So that would be how you do outbound SMS. So we've got 13 minutes left. I can take some more questions in the Q&A, or if you have a feature request that you want me to try and code in 13 minutes, or if there are no others after these few questions here, then I will do one more demo. So let's see here what the question is. X. YZ, Next question. Is it possible to send bulk SMS? For example, send 10K text messages with the same body without sending the whole SMS 10K times. Currently, you have to do one request per text message, and this is because we provide a callback mechanism for you to figure out if the message was sent. So if I put a URL here. Oops, sorry. Example.com. This URL would be called when the message either is sent or fails. And so this is tied to the one message, so you have to do it one at a time at the moment. This is also another popular request and definitely something we're looking to make easier for high volume use cases. Any other questions, feel free to add them in the Q&A. Otherwise, let's go ahead and build one more feature while I see if there's any questions that pop up. And hopefully we can get this done within just 10 minutes. So what we're going to do is we're going to basically write a chat roulette via the phone for everyone that calls into our phone number. So I'm going to go ahead and just get rid of this. We're just going to reuse this method here. And basically what we're going to say is, we need a random number. So there's 250 people currently watching this session. I'm going to imagine like 50 of you call in. So I'm going to break it up into 10 rooms. So we're going to create a room number that's a new random next 0 through 10. And then what we're going to do is we're going to say verb dial equals verb dial. And then we're going to, I'm also going to create a conference one. So verb conference. And the conference room name is going to be basically room plus room.toString. So everyone that calls in is going to be added to a random conference room. And then you'll be able to chat with your other MVC Conf attendees. So what this is going to do is we're going to create this conference. We're going to say dial that conference and then response add the dial. And now I'm going to go ahead and I believe that's still off. So I'm going to leave request validation off so that I can show you in a browser how this TwiML is being generated. All right, so let me build this and we'll see. Chat. All right. Nope. Doesn't like my exclamation point. All right. So we're going to push this up. And there we go. Wait for it to deploy, which is almost done. All right. So now this is active. So if I go to the URL, incoming. You can see that this is returning every time. If you look right here, you can see that room number is changing randomly. So everyone that calls in will get assigned to a random conference room. So what we're going to do now is I want everybody to go ahead and call this number here. And you will be dropped into a random conference room with some other attendees. So let's go ahead. I'm going to do this on Skype. And you can go ahead and call it from your phone. And let's see who I end up talking to. So, who's there?
Hello.
Hey.
Who's this?
Over here.
Who's there?
Sebastian.
Hey, Sebastian. This is John. Hey, you're live on MVC Conf.
Yeah, pretty cool. Awesome.
All right. So everyone else now should be talking with each other. I'm going to go ahead and end my call here. And you guys can keep chatting until my credit runs out, basically. Let me go ahead and check the Q&A. That's my last demo, so we'll just do Q&A for the last five or so minutes here. And then I want to thank everybody for taking the time to watch. If you have any questions, feel free to email me at johns@twilio.com, and you can reach me. For the code, this exact code will be in a blog post on the Twilio blog, which is at blog.twilio.com in the coming days. If you looked at some of the controller actions, you probably thought to yourself that it could be refactored even further. We're actually working on an MVC helper library that makes it even simpler than what I demonstrated to generate TwiML from your action controller. So that library will be available soon. It's near finished and will be announced on our website as well. So I'm going to go ahead and head to the questions here. So for 800 numbers, so yes, you can get an 800 number through Twilio. Unfortunately, 800 numbers at this time don't support SMS. They only support voice. So if I go into numbers, I can buy a number, and I'll pick toll-free, pick 888, find me a number, and then I would assign my URL to it, purchase the number, and now I have a toll-free number assigned to my account. And we have all four of the toll-free 855-866-877-888s. So Brett asked about the code samples. They'll be on blog.twilio.com in the coming days. And is there a way, next question, is there a way to accept text-based payments via the customer's phone company, or we need to build that on our side? So currently we don't have carrier building. You would have to build that on your side. There's a company called Venmo, V-E-N-M-O, that's doing this for basically PayPal for mobile phones, and they use Twilio for their SMS and voice system. And what they do is the first time you send somebody payment using Venmo, they call you and they prompt you for your credit card number, and then you enter it in, and then it's associated with your phone number, and then you can text money after that. So Nelson has raised his hand. Hi, Nelson. And if there are no other questions, again, johns at twilio.com. If you have any questions, I'm happy to answer them. And thanks to everybody that attended. It was a lot of fun, and hopefully this was useful to you. And hopefully see you around the internet. Thanks, everybody.